The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London, getting out of the mundane. Nothing worse than aeroplane drunks. Adam.
Yes, causing air rage in the process. We don't exactly have a brilliant reputation, us Brits, do we, for holding our drink. So this is about cabin holding our drink. It turns out that the number of booze-fueled arrests on UK airlines went up 50% in a year, up from 250 to 390. The number of air rage incidents, 500% in 4 years. One in five airline cabin crews say they've been verbally, physically or sexually abused.
Yeah.
The basic fact is it's a criminal offence to enter a plane when intoxicated. There's a voluntary code of practice for airports to stop this.
Absolutely.
But it's not working.
Absolutely. Well,
maybe they absolutely need to get tough.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. Don't blame the drunk. Blame the system. Now, what are these police helmet cameras?
Yeah, like the kind of thing we've seen soldiers in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan, yours and ours and Americans and so forth, armed police officers are going to be issued with these head-mounted cameras. I mean, the crucial thing is they're armed police officers. They're not your general, Bobby, but 1,000 or so for police in London. The idea is to provide, as they put it, greater transparency in police shootings. I mean, let's be honest. This is to take pictures of often controversial and disputed incidents. And in some cases, of course, it could lead to policemen being pursued for wrongful arrest or behaviour, incorrect procedure, whatever. But the fact is, if you shoot somebody, you kind of need the backup information. And this, I suppose, may help rather than hinder.
Absolutely. Good point. And very well explained, Mr. Gilchrist, I have to say. Adam Gilchrist in London.